Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, here in this chair, 7 years. And I'm not tired. I love Mondays. So normally people hate Mondays, but I do like Mondays, especially when I have day like day in a studio like today. Because today I'm surrounded not only by great, beautiful Polish people, but they are talented. They are all about music. They are my friends. And this beautiful star reminds me a little bit of myself when I was younger. Because her career is blooming in Poland, in Europe, and in USA. So I'm so excited to just introduce Victoria to everybody, to whole America and whole world, whoever listens to us. I'm sure everybody will be enjoying her voice a lot. But I think our show needs to start from introductions. And everybody knows I do not like to introduce people because they all have an accent. And that's why we are here. We are talking about people with accents who are doing great careers all around the world. And somehow, somewhere, they are winding up to being in LA. And I'm having them here. And I could be very proud to become their friends. So today, Victoria, what is your full name?
Hello. My name is Victoria Tracz, and I'm 16 years old. Currently, I study at Debrett School in London on music, and I started my music career in 2011, and I'm on my account. I have already above 150 music contests. In Poland and
hello
and in Europe.
Don't scare me. Okay, so you do not remind me myself because I had much less. But I want to stop you because this is like crazy. She's 16 years old. What Victoria mentioned, that she started her career in 2011.
Yes.
So fast math is like 8 years ago. No, 7 years ago. So you were like 11 or something.
Yes, I think I was 10, maybe.
Oh, even 10? You know, that seems like very, very good time to start thinking about and dreaming about whatever you dreamt about. But
yeah.
Your dream was to become a singer or actor. What was your life like?
My dream was always to become a singer. Yeah.
Singer. And you were one of those who always sang around the house and mother like, stop it. Ah! Our mother was like, oh, I love it.
Yes, especially in the shower.
In the shower. Okay. I know we have in studio with you, your mama. It's the most beautiful things when mama can come and just spend time and travel with you. Obviously, you are 16 years old, so we don't see mommy. But hi, mama. Hi, we can hear her. And what is your mama's name?
My mom's name is Danuta.
Danuta.
Yeah, and she always she's always there for me, and we always travel together. Yeah.
That's the best. People know I have a daughter, Natasha, and she is always a singer. Always wanted to be a singer too, but now she has her own professional life also outside of singing. But even yesterday we just left studio because she's recording her album, so I'm there always with her, you know, whatever I can do, whatever I can help with, whatever I can just watch her and see if she needs something, even
a
bottle of water. That's we love to do that. But you mentioned 2011, 10 years old girl, now 16 years old girl, and today we have something that we need to talk about. This is your new album. It's called Returns, or Powroty in Polish, yes?
Yes, Powroty Impossible, yeah.
Impossible Returns? What?
Yes.
Oh, Impossible.
Impossible Returns, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, and your name is, again, Victoria Tracz. Very unusual for our American audience to spell.
Yes.
Your name. So you spell the name so when people want to find you, they know for sure.
So, yeah, it's Victoria Tracz. It's W-I-K-T-O-R-I-A T-R-A-C-Z.
Yes.
And so you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube.
We'll be repeating this information, and obviously everybody can go also on Accent On, and I will be posting this information again after our show. And this show will be ready for downloads. We can listen to the show over and over. And on the Facebook, hello, we are live. So people can also watch us how many times they want. So you're beautiful. And
thank
who
you.
Do we have on the back of the CD?
It's Krzysztof Dzikowski. His
We have in the studio with us Krzysztof Dzikowski. Krzysztof doesn't speak English, so we will be asking Krzysztof a little, maybe questions in Polish, and then one of us, whoever, will be trying to translate the best like we can.
Yeah.
Hello, Krzysztof.
Hello.
Hello, Krzysiu. Panie Krzysztofie, pan jest po raz pierwszy w Stanach?
Nie, po raz drugi.
Po raz drugi. I was asking if Krzysztof Dzikowski, is this his first visit in America? But he said, second time he's here. Okay, if maybe you will translate. If we would love to introduce Krzysztof to America, what do you think will be the most important to tell people who are watching us right now about Krzysztof?
Jak byśmy mieli, panie Krzysztofie, zapowiedzieć pana, przedstawić Amerykanom pana, co jest takie najważniejsze, co...
O panu?
O, tak.
No, najważniejsza jest praca, którą robię i praca właśnie dla młodzieży, no i lansowanie takich osób jak ty, uzdolnionych, pracowitych, młodych i talent wokalny.
Okay, that's a beautiful line. That was perfect. It will be very easy to translate this. And we have in the studio also Eva Barsam. She is my beautiful friend, and I will be having her back in the studio to talk. I will be talking about her life, very interesting life. But today you are here to help us translate, and also you are part of Modjeska Club, which this is one of the most prestigious club for Polonia here in Los Angeles. Yes. And maybe you can tell what we heard from Mr. Krzysztof. What did he say to
Krzysztof
us?
Powiedział,
in
he
English.
He said that he is here and the most important part of his life, and what he wants to share is the fact that he is promoting now young stars and helping them in better their career to ease into the
business.
Because it's a very hard business.
And of course, Mr. Krzysztof, everybody's learning this word right now. Krzysztof in Polish. Yes, Dzikowski. He is the most known author of lyrics for the hits from 1960s and till this day. You do not know one Polish person who doesn't know his songs.
Yes, we all grew up with the music, the songs, with his lyrics. They are all close to our hearts.
So if Christopher mentioned that he loves right now to help young stars, young artists to just dream big, and I know that Victoria, as a person that he just picked from the crowd, and I think he's making you the reality for Polish and hopefully whole world business. Yes. When did you meet first time, Mr. Krzysztof?
So first time we met in 2016 on first edition of Zjazd Młodych Gwiazd in Szczecin. It's a music
concert.
It's like
gathering young stars, yes. Vocal stars in Poland.
Yeah, and it was a music contest, and I sang one of Mr. Dzikowski's songs, Był Taki Ktoś, and I got the award named from Mr. Dzikowski's foundation. And Mr. Dzikowski was also in the jury. And that's how we met, and from
lucky
then on we
you.
Started to work together.
Lucky you! You are so lucky, and we are so happy for you, because soon we'll be listening to four of your new songs. You will be telling us, after we'll be playing, you'll be telling us a little bit what we need to know about songs that we heard. Okay, Panie Krzysztofie, jak pan wraca swoją pamięcią do tyłu, tak może... z najlepszych może wspomnień, jaki utwór, który pan napisał, utknął panu w pamięci? So I'm asking Mr. Christopher, which song was like the first or the most important song that he wrote lyrics to, and why is so important to him?
To głównie dwie piosenki. Jedna to jest, nie wiem, czy to warto, którą wygrałem festiwal Opolski, którą potem zaśpiewał Czesław Niemen, również w swoim repertuarze ten cover śpiewa Wiktoria. A druga piosenka to jest bardzo popularna w Polsce, Anna Maria.
Oh my gosh, czerwone gitary.
Tak.
So yes, obviously the songs that we are talking about, two songs, they are... I don't know, everybody knows the songs, and we are crying every time when we hear them. They're so beautiful. Beautiful then, one was Anne-Marie, title of the song, and was played by band, again, it's like Polish Beatles, red guitars, and Krzysztof Dziewiecki wrote the lyrics, and the first one was written for Czesław Niemen, one of the most beautiful vocalists that this earth gave birth to. And doesn't really matter. Yes.
Yeah, and he sang it in on the biggest stage in Poland in Opole.
Opole Festival. Yeah. I had a chance to win this festival. I won this festival.
Wow!
I know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, many years ago. So I'm telling you, you remind me myself a little bit. I was winning every festival today. I was singing out there. I was like good too. Oh, I was a killer. Okay, so now time for the music. I think. So I will pick track, song, and then we'll be listening to your beautiful voice, and after we'll be talking about the song, okay?
Great.
Okay, track number three.
Kto cię znał jak zły grosz, czekał cię w każdą noc i przyklinał. Może przyjść taki dzień, kiedy odnajdziemy się znów dla siebie. Może przyjść taki czas, który ukołysze nas, ja w to wierzę. I ty też uwierz mi, że nadejdzie taka chwil jak zaklęta. Thank you.
sorry, we'll be listening one more time to the song Something Happens Stuff. I have no idea why. We enjoy a lot.
Przyjść taki dzień, kiedy odnajdziemy się znów dla siebie. Może przyjść taki czas, który ukołysze nas, ja w to wierzę. I ty też uwierz mi, że nadejdzie taka chwila jak zachęta.
This song is ending very unusually crazy way. So somebody didn't fade out. I don't know. We got the MP3 this way, so it's not our fault. Anyway, yeah, yes, don't know why, but we love the song. We heard 2.5 minutes, so it's good. Can you tell us a little bit, Victoria, about this song? What can you tell us?
So the title of the song is To Nie Blef. And the song was written especially for me by Mr. Krzysztof Dzikowski and Robert Obcowski.
I know Robert Obcowski very well. We were studying the same music academy. Razem pracowałam z Robertem Obcowskim. Studiowaliśmy na Akademii Muzycznej w Katowicach na Wydziale Rozrywkowym. Także to jest mój bardzo dobry kolega. Okay, yeah, say hi to Robert.
Hi.
He has a cool studio, yes?
Yes, yes, I've been there. Also, the arrangement to this song did Marek and Kisieliński, which I'm working with at the moment. Loads of songs we do now with Krzysztof is with him also.
Yay! Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is like voice from the past. I cannot believe it that we know the same people. And I'm here and they're in Warsaw. So lovely. Hi, Robert. Hey, I miss you. We saw each other. I had an interview a year ago in Polish Polonia in Warsaw TV. And he was there also. He was interviewed with, I don't know, with another artist. He was playing piano. So it's cool world. Okay, cool. Time for maybe track number two, or song number two. Let's see. Hopefully, we have full track. Somehow, I believe that they send me, not finished versions, not end versions. So, but let's see.
It should finish, but these days the technology sometimes.
Yeah. We are so lucky to have a chance to listen, you know, even when it's not full song, it's fine. But anyway, let's listen to this one.
Zagrać każdą z ról, niosłeś radość, miałeś żar. Z tobą mogłam kochać świat i wiedziałam dobrze to, że to ty mój English boy. Jednym słowem, jednym gestem. Powroty i rozstania, prywatne umiejętności. znów rozdzielą nas. Znikasz gdzieś, nie wiem jak odnaleźć cię. W sercu pustka, w sercu cień. Kiedy odchodziłeś w tło, ja wiedziałam dobrze to. Zniknął już mój English boy. Jednym słowem, jednym gestem
so surprising, but I will be watching right now and I will be fading out before it's cutting off. Okay, I know this is a new album. That's what we got from your engineer of sound engineer, but that's okay. I wish we can play whole song till end. It's beautiful. Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you. First song,
you were singing much lower voice. Now we hear your scale. You really are singing beautifully.
Something went wrong, but hopefully the songs will be up soon on internet, so if you want, you can hear it.
Okay, we'll be watching you. Maybe you will be sending us links or something. You tell us information. I will post on Accent On if people want to hear whole track till end, so they can download or they can just purchase buy the song. So, what you can tell us about this one?
So the song calls "Povraty Impossible," which is the title of the
Impossible
of the
Returns,
and it's the main leading song in the on the CD. And the song again is written especially for me by Krzysztof and Marek Jan Kisieliński, who wrote the music, and Krzysztof he kind of took my experience and wrote lyrics about it, so the song is kind of like personal to me.
You wrote something, or Christopher wrote something about English boy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I may ask. You are 16, so you have a right to have a boyfriend. Yeah. So it was this serious?
I don't know.
Pytam się o słowa piosenki, bo... Oczywiście Wiktoria mówi, że że napisałeś o jej uczuciach, o jej przeżyciach ten utwór.
Z życia wzięta.
I zapytałam się, czy to było jej chłopaku, o koledze. Dlaczego nie?
Stał się chyba teraz sławny.
Now we want to know the gossips, so I don't know.
So now, because they're talking about it, he is very famous.
No, now he is famous, but will he ever know that this is a song about him?
I can tell him, but better. I didn't tell him yet.
Okay, better don't. Let's pretend this about all boyfriends who went away and no more in our lives. Okay, that's cool. Okay, panie Krzysztofie, pan wspominał o fundacji. Ja wiem, że mamy w studiu również pana żonę. Oczywiście mąż i żona pracują razem i z pewnością fundacja nie egzystowałaby, gdyby nie pomoc żony. What I'm saying right now that Christopher is in the studio with his wife. They both are working together on a foundation, the Young People's Talents Foundation. And without wife, he will be, of course, like every husband. I don't want to say nothing, but... less off. So we are so happy they are here together. What is your name? Jak masz na imię?
My name is Lydia.
Żona, imię jest... okay, now I need to speak English, Polish. Her name is Lydia. So może pan nam coś powie o fundacji? I'm asking, maybe you will tell us one more time, what is the foundation about?
Fundacja powstała, ponieważ...
Bliżej do mikrofonu troszeczkę?
Fundacja powstała z faktu uczenia się języka polskiego przez potomków Sybiraków, zesłanych kiedyś. Takie piosenki jak Niebo z moich stron i inne jakoś im przypominały kraj ojczysty i jednocześnie no, zachęcały, mówiły o kraju ojczystym, bo ja raczej staram się pisać o faktach, na przykład o swoich przeżyciach własnych. Nie piszę o takich wydumanych sprawach, tylko o tym, co przeżyłem, o tym, co ludzie czują i co ja czuję.
Pięknie. Okay, so now Eva. Yes.
I know the story because they told me, they shared the story, yes, how the foundation started. They were inspired by watching a documentary when the children of Polish descendants in Siberia were learning Polish from Krzysztof's songs, and that's what, and they had no way of, and any, they didn't have any help, so they thought that this will inspire to help the young people to learn, to promote their careers, to learn, teach them how to speak Polish, and in Poland, to help young artists to spread their wings.
Yeah. Oh, so, panie Krzysztofie, ja wiem, że współpracujecie od paru lat razem z Wiktorią, tak? Czy widzi pan, jaką przyszłość pan widzi dla Wiktorii?
To będzie jeszcze dużo zależało od niej, natomiast ja ujrzałem takie cechy jak talent wokalny, tak, pracowitość, skromność, podejście do tematu, czyli do piosenki, tego, że nie śpiewa po prostu to, co jej się narzuci, ale rozumie to, co śpiewa. No i interpretacja. Kiedy zaśpiewała pierwszy raz piosenkę Ani German, kiedy usłyszałem to na koncercie Chcę być kochaną, byłem bardzo zaskoczony jej dojrzałością, interpretacją, przygotowaniem wokalnym i postanowiłem, że warto pracować.
Tak. Okay, Eva? So let's, Krzysztof will try to share his opinion about what the future will be like for Wiktoria and why he decided to work with her.
Wiktorii skromnością, przede wszystkim talentem. He was we all are. He was really impressed with her vocal talent, how her work ethic, and that she understands
the lyrics,
yes, and then she feels the song, she feels the lyrics, and that's why he also, they work together, they understand each other, that she can her voice can pronounce the feeling of the lyrics that he wrote.
Very, very important. Very important to feel the music through the words. A lot of young artists. I'm developing a lot of American young talents, and we are producing albums for them for years. So, and I'm bringing them here too, and they are studying in the biggest schools right now. Mostly they are starting to working with me when they're 11 years old too, and they are leaving 5-6 years later. But like I said, the highest from New York, they're everywhere here, including my daughter, of course. She finished USC too at the music business. But yes, right away I know who will make it in this business and who has longevity. Because this business is cruel. Everybody's dreaming, especially in LA. Yeah. But you also, outside of talent, you really need to have people who want to take care of you and believe in you. So I think being humbled is really important. And having mother on your side, really important. Studying, really important. And you are studying, yes? So are in England right now, yes? You are studying.
Yes, I'm studying.
What is the school?
So it's an art school, and it's a school of seven profiles. I'm on music profile, and the school is really prestigious. It's really hard to get in to the school because it's sponsored. It's founded by British music industry, and we have great opportunities in the school, and yeah, it's really great, and we learn things that I would learn in university. So
wow.
Yeah,
so how many years you are there in London?
I started the school don't remember the year, but I've done 2 years already. I mean, 2.5, and I have one more year left.
And then freedom. So you are living between Warsaw and yes. London, yes?
Yes. I usually go to Warsaw when I have to do some concerts or to studio to record songs. So yeah, because I'm from Nowy Sącz, but everything I do is in Warsaw. It's between Warsaw and London.
So mama is seeing you in Warsaw also. Then she is coming from her place, because she doesn't live in Warsaw.
I live with my mom and my little sister in London.
Mama. Okay.
That's what have happened. When Victoria got accepted to the Brit school, Danuta and Victoria and their little
sister Ada,
they moved to London. They uprooted their whole life because Victoria was accepted to that school.
Yeah. Gosh, wonderful mother. So sweet that you are doing that.
I'm very grateful for
that. Gosh, yes. What an adventure. That's beautiful.
So I would like to say also, when it comes to the Krzysztof Dzikowski Foundation, that the whole main engine, the power behind the foundation, and it's Lydia.
So we are like almost feeling bad that we cannot see both of your faces. So maybe for 1 second... let's see Danuta, mother of Victoria. You can come say hi to your daughter. And of course, Lydia, show us.
Okay,
say hi to us. Come on, mama.
Yes, those are the engines that power this train.
So this is camera, both cameras, but you can say hi to people. Lower. Hopefully people can see you. And come on. Yeah, behind your husband. That's the powerful ladies behind success of Victoria and, of course, Krzysztof Dzikowski. Yeah. So thank you, ladies. That's really, really beautiful what you are doing. And gosh, I know how hard it is to keep any organization going. So jak bardzo trudno jest pracować z jakąkolwiek organizacją. So how many years the foundation already exists?
4 years.
Okay, come on, you speak English. You are hiding behind the husband. So the foundation is 4 years young or 4 years old. And how many people, Lydia, you think, or young artists you discover over these years?
About 10.
So
you can say
12.
Already 12. Yes, beautiful talents that you both discovered. The talents. Oh, it's so exciting. And they are like ranging from age? Lata, jakiego?
The younger has 12 years old.
The oldest one
is
20. Wow, so the youngest started the discoveries is 12 years old, and the oldest is 20. This is really, really something that I am dreaming about, to create a school in America that is very similar to what I was going through when I was living in Poland. We were going through, of course, lower music school, which I was playing violin, then... I was studying opera in a middle or średnia szkoła, I don't know how to say. And then I got accepted to just very, very unusual school that was pop, artist only for pop and jazz singers in Katowice. And I from time to time have also my friends coming here and touring in LA. And they're doing very, very well. They are living so many countries in the world, not only in Poland, but I'm saying the music is something that whole world appreciates. So you are in Poland, but today you are in Los Angeles. And yesterday you were where?
Yesterday we were in Las Vegas because we've been invited by the Helena Modjeska Art and Culture Club to America to do concert, and we're gonna have concert on on Sunday in
Pasadena.
In Pasadena at 6 p.m. But yesterday we were in Las Vegas and we had a concert. And it was great.
So I know you are 16, so you couldn't really gamble. But did you go and see some hotels? And Christoph and Lydia, yes. Everybody, did you see any hotels?
Yes, we did. We went on the Strip, and Las Vegas Boulevard. Yes. Yes, and we saw some casinos and hotels. Yeah.
Whoa,
it was really nice. Well,
we also went on a hike. We went to the
Red Rock Canyon,
and Chris, because he is adventurous, he used to jump from the airplanes as a parachuter.
Gosh.
So yes, he was very adventurous. So he climbed a rock with a gusty winds. We all were breathless for a moment.
But did it.
But we took the pictures. So
he was there. We have proof.
Yes, we have
Panie
proof.
Panie Krzysztofie, czy pan lubił Vegas?
A, kocham Vegas.
Miał pan szansę troszeczkę zagrania? Stracenia paru pieniążków?
Przyrzekłem żonie, że nie będę grał jednak, ponieważ moje szczęście tkwi w czym innym, że nie mam.
Oh, that's so sweet. I was asking if he had a chance to gamble, but he said he promised wife that he will not do that, but his happiness is not about gambling, it's really what he's doing, that's his beautiful art.
Lepiej mieć szczęście w miłości.
And he said he is lucky in love. So I don't know what we are doing here. It's so sweet. I want to have, you know, memories like you have. Oh my gosh. Panie Krzysztofie. Okay. Jeśli ktoś by pana zapytał, jest pan praktycznie 50 lat prawie w tym biznesie.
Ponad już 2 lata do 60 brakuje.
Almost 60 years in this business, Pan Krzysztof tells me, not 50, 60 years. So outside of being amazing songwriter, poza tym, że jest pan niesamowitym pisarzem, tekściarzem, my to nazywamy pisaniem tekstów, what is the next things that you love to do the most? Co jest następną taką, nie mogę powiedzieć hobby albo profesją, poza pisaniem utworów. I'm asking, what is the secondary, the best, what he likes to do outside of writing lyrics to all hits that whole Poland is singing?
Z wykształcenia jestem scenarzystą filmowym. Udało mi się zdobyć pierwszą nagrodę za scenariusz.
Ooh.
Tak, na festiwalu Młodzi Film. Ale no, piosence jestem wierny. Dla mnie słowo uskrzydlone muzyką to jest najsilniejsze, to i służę właśnie temu.
Beautiful. Ewa?
So he is a script writer. He loves to write scripts to the movies or films, but his love is writing lyrics to the for the songs. And I was honored and so happy to see he when we were traveling through the desert, through California to Nevada. He saw a beautiful patch of California poppies. And then on Saturday morning, he wrote a lyrics for a song called California Poppies.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so, Victoria, I fear that you will be singing this song.
Yes. Well, they were already conjuring, talking, you know, humming, writing. So it is amazing. Beautiful.
So time for another one. Let's play another song. It will be short, cut. Sorry, but that's what we received. But it's no big deal. Okay.
Zdawny
stops in the middle. That's life. But we want more because songs is not finished. We really want to hear more. So your responsibility will be to send us from time to time full MP3. And we'll do it. But you know, that's a game. I like that. I want more, more, more. Boom. No, you cannot.
Technical difficulties.
Technical, yes. What is... the story behind the song. I know, of course, I was young when the song was very popular. Ja byłam młoda, kiedy ten utwór był bardzo popularny i oczywiście cała Polska śpiewała, all my country was singing the song, and many, many years later, young, beautiful singers are singing the songs again. Do you like old Polish songs? I called old, but the
I
evergreen.
Love them. I really love them because... obviously, loads of young people listen to like modern songs, but I think it's really important to go back to these old songs and listen to them because they have really great meaning behind them and yeah.
Pan Krzysztof chciał coś powiedzieć. Mr. Krzysztof.
No właśnie, od tej piosenki związaliśmy z Wiktorią swoją przygodę piosenkarską.
Oh, this was the beginning of the relationship. They started to work together because of this song. Yeah. So we are okay. We have one more, and I'm sure we'll be also not longer than 2 minutes. So I just time is running up. So I really, really would love to have a chance to listen to all of the songs. And this one is about Siberia. Yes.
Yes, I think from Siberia. The movies.
So let's play this one too.
Gdzie lód z kół rzeki, gdzie nawet zamarz nie łza. Jak wartki potok k nam za tęsknotą, a myśli kłębią się tak. Mam przed oczami dzień pożegnania, spojrzenia mówią bez słów. A w myślach smutek i ból rozstania, lęk, że nie ujrzę cię znów. Już pod oknami rozkwita wiosna i wciąż go widzę w mych snach. Może go wiodą tropy nieznane, miejsca, gdzie czai się strach. Wyjdę do niego przed dom. Nic nie uleczy lepiej tęsknoty, jak dotyk spragniony wrąg. Chcę wrócić tam, gdzie jesteś ty, gdzie jest nasz dom, gdzie nasze sny. Osiodłać wiatr przed ciebie.
Beautiful song. I fade out before stop dramatically. So beautiful song. What can you tell us about this one?
So it's called Siberiada, and the song is from the movie Siberiada, and it's obviously written by Mr. Krzysztof and Marek Jan Kiśliński. The song is really beautiful, and it's originally sung by famous Polish singers Anna Wyszkoni and Piotr Cugowski. And I had a chance to sing version.
Beautiful. To cover it. Beautiful. Panie Krzysztofie, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Of course, people who listen us here, they don't understand the meaning of most of the lyrics or any of them, but I can reassure everybody, they all have very deep meaning to us, and probably if they will be translated to English, whole world will understand why these lyrics, together with great composers of music, stay for 40, 50, 60 years fresh. And if somebody records them today, they almost sounded like today's hit. So yeah. Powiedziałam, że my nie możemy tłumaczyć słów, które pan pisze, ale pańskie słowa są ponadczasowe i że jeśli ktoś nagra ten utwór dzisiaj, brzmi to tak, jak gdyby te utwory były pisane w dniu dzisiejszym, czyli są ponadczasowe piosenki.
Jest to kontynuacja celu Fundacji współpracy z Syberią, za granicą, ze słońcami syryjskimi.
So, yes, Mr. Krzysztof said that's his goal. He just wants people to from Siberia, from practically any part of the world, to learn another cultures, and just hopefully the young people can rediscover what was the most beautiful part of Poland for many, many years ago. And now young people like Victoria bring the new old songs, and they sound like new, just beautiful.
A so, teraz jestem połączony z Kalifornią, piosenką kalifornijską Maki, którą napisałem.
Oh, so pan Krzysztof, Mr. Krzysztof said that his new song that he wrote on the way back to Las Vegas, and he saw these puppies, beautiful flowers, and now he wrote the song that is called California.
Puppies.
So, yeah, music is being written right now, and I know, we'll be listening to the song soon. So, ja mówiłam parę minut temu przed showem, że przed śmiercią Jarek Okulski dał mi 3 utwory, bo mieliśmy też w planie nagrania nowego albumu. Ja śpiewałam parę utworów wcześniej z Jarkiem, zanim ja wyjechałam do Stanów. I Jarek miał szansę usłyszeć ten utwór. Amerykanie nagrali, amerykańską wersję zrobili z jego utworów. Ja zmieniłam trochę melodię i oczywiście napisałam angielskie słowa. Nie ma polskich słów do tego utworu, a tu jest, także hej, może to będzie Jarka tak zwane również pewnie marzenie, bo wiem, że mieliście razem napisać utwór, także mam jeszcze 2 utwory, które są nie napisane.
Napisaliśmy już.
Także być może coś z tym zrobimy. I może te jego nowe utwory po śmierci, jak mówię, Jarek już nie żyje, ale ja mam te utwory, 2 piosenki jeszcze muszę nagrać, bo tak mu obiecałam i oczywiście dotrzymam słowa. So I was telling that one of our friend, very known Polish composer, Jarosław Kukulski, before he died, he gave me 3 songs on a cassette. So I wrote with him melody, and of course I wrote English lyrics, and one of them I was lucky enough to present Jarek in Warsaw. I took American composer arranger with me, Josh Harris. We came to his home, so Jarek loved the song, but this is in a way premiere. To jest premiera w Ameryce, bo te 3 utwory ja trzymam tak pod poduszką jeszcze zanim je, żeby pokazać w Polsce również. Także będzie pani słyszał po raz pierwszy również wszyscy. Jarek Kukulski, Ilona Europa. The world will belong to us.
Waiting for you.
Garage, Jerry Kukulski. Thank you so much.
Nice.
This is a premiere. American Poland didn't hear the song yet. Polska i Ameryka nie słyszała jeszcze ten utwór. Jerry Kukulski usłyszał, dzięki Bogu, przed jego śmiercią i zaakceptował. Dwa utwory są teraz w pisaniu. Skończę je i być może słowa. Pan Krzysztof napisze do polskie słowa.
Jestem,
amerykańskie istnieją. Ej, okej. Okay. Dziękuję bardzo dzisiaj. Tak, musimy...
A ja jeszcze proszę. Miałabym propozycję. Może Wiktoria by zaśpiewała a cappella, bo pięknie śpiewa. Okay. Może śpiewać bez muzyki.
Okej, okay. Jedną minutkę, jedną bo minutę. Już show się kończy.
Dobrze.
I to proszę zaśpiewać. Coś.
Jaką, ja. Którąkolwiek chcesz.
To może tą najnowszą Powrót Impossible. Okay. Tak, na żywo.
Proszę. Oh my gosh.
Byłeś świetny, byłeś cool. Mogłeś zagrać każdą z ról. Niosłeś radość, miałeś żar. Z tobą mogłam kochać świat i wiedziałam dobrze to, że to ty mój English boy. Z jednym słowem, jednym gestem panem byłeś moich chwil, powroty i rozstania, prywatne umierania, powroty, zanim znów rozdzielą nas. Niełatwo i nietrudno, choć czasem trochę smutno, czasami łatwo tak powiedzieć bye.
Thank you so much, beautiful. And anytime when you would like to come back, we'll be playing your music. We love Krzysztof Dziekowski, Wiktoria
Tracz
i Ewa
Barsam.
I żona pana Krzysztofa?
Lidia
i mama? Jesteśmy wszyscy w komplecie. Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Please listen to us next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.